Human trafficking is a growing problem in our state, with reported cases up 16% in 2015 from the year before. And that's only reported. Many go unreported. The Detroit International Human Trafficking Summit is happening tomorrow in Detroit. One of the goals is to train companies to better identify when trafficking might be happening. Here to talk about the 101 of human trafficking for businesses is Gary Lilicki, Executive VP of Quality Training and Product Design for Health Management Systems of America, HMSA, a Detroit-based employment assistance provider. Gary, who'll be at this summit and what's the goal?
Corporate leaders, religious leaders, community leaders in the Detroit, in and around the Detroit area, so Wayne, Oakland, Macomb County, southeastern Michigan, to really educate them and give them a better awareness about human trafficking, because it's such a clandestine industry. It's kind of underground. Not a lot of statistics out there, not a lot of people talking about it. It sort of reminds us of domestic violence and alcoholism 40 years ago. People kind of knew what's going on, but shh, we don't talk about it. It's not polite. It's not the right thing to do. We don't get involved.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Yeah.
We need to get people involved. We need to get people aware of what's going on, signs and symptoms, and what to do if, in fact, you see who to contact, so that we have thousands of more eyes on the street in our neighborhoods. So the training, if you think about it, yeah, healthcare providers, teachers, hotel, motel, people that you would say, yeah, absolutely, they need to be trained. But if you start thinking about it and going all the way down the line, down to city utility workers, cable repair people, UPS drivers, postal workers, they all go in and out of homes and in and out of businesses every single day. And maybe they see something that just doesn't look right, but I'm not sure what it is, and I don't even know who to contact, so they forget about it. But if they're trained,
yeah,
they can spot something that maybe you and I can't, because we're not going in and out of businesses all day long or out of homes all day long, but they can. So you don't have to be a police officer or a doctor or a teacher. It can be all the way down the line. The more people trained, that's our premise,
yes,
the better.
What kinds of things are you training people to spot? And this idea that maybe something isn't right, something as is?
Well, for example, there's a lot of signs and symptoms that are there. So if it's labor trafficking, if you have a lot of people living in one spot in closed quarters, if they don't speak our native language, somebody speaking for them, they don't have their papers with them, maybe they don't know exactly where they're at, where they're located at, you know, but I'm here doing this work, you know, for this type of person. If it's more sexual trafficking, definitely they would be, many people are underage. So if they're underage and in prostitution, absolutely. They could be tattooed or branded with the trafficker's name or symbol of some kind. That's really becoming a common theme. We're hearing from the FBI and the prosecutor's office. If you see kids hanging around with older people all the time, if they have more money than they should, if they are dressing a little different than age appropriate, there's a variety of different symptoms that are there. Now, again, this is not an inclusive list, and it doesn't mean somebody's being trafficked if it's like that.
But
these are you start...
Your spider sense goes off.
You ask other questions.
You ask other questions.
Right.
And then what?
And then, locally, you know, you've got the FBI, the Southeastern Task Force of the FBI. They really focus on underage sexual trafficking. Any prosecutor's office has got investigators, you know, to be able to do that. Attorney General's office, any police force has a sexual task force, you know, that would be involved in that. It's a matter of just making sure you yourself are not attempting to intervene or rescue or, you know, something of that nature, because a trafficker is not going to be any less dangerous than a drug seller. It's a very profitable industry. It is the largest criminal, growing criminal industry in the world, over $150 billion a year worldwide. So they don't want you stopping their flow of money. So you would contact the authorities and say, this is what I'm seeing, this is what's going on.
And take it from there.
And let them take it from there. Yeah.
I saw as I was at the top of our conversation, I was talking about the reported cases in our state going up, and I saw you nodding. Mm-hmm. So this is really something we need to confront.
Absolutely. The National Trafficking Hotline, which is run by the Polaris Project out of Maryland, they will be at our conference on June 9th giving us national statistics as to what's going on everywhere, including Michigan. But Michigan was up 16% last year in reported, as you had said, which does not mean it's not more than that because most of it goes unreported. But 16% increase, that's huge. And they pointed that out to us saying, you know, we're noticing this uptick here. There's something that's going on, you know, in your state. And the FBI knows it. County Prosecutor's Office knows it. Attorney General's Office knows it. But the public needs to know about it, needs to be aware that this is an issue in our state, and we can do something about it.
I mean, you people train. That's what that's what you're good at. So is that your part in this fight?
That is HMSA's part, yeah. We are train our client companies all the time within the EAP benefit. So whether that's beating the holiday blues or sexual harassment or drug-free workplace, you know, something of that nature. So we said we can train on this. We can train on a human trafficking and slavery 101 for all these corporations or parishes or religious leaders or community leaders. We have the ability to do that. That's our niche. We're not going to go on raids with the FBI, and unfortunately we can't house victims. We don't have that ability. But we can train. That is part of our expertise. So that's how we got involved and how we're going to be involved going forward.
And is there still possibility if someone wants to attend?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Our website, because we have partnered with Liberty and Freedom Now, it's a 501(c)(3) corporation, would be lfnow.org. And you can go right to the website and register at that point. Or, you know, if you want to register the day of and pay, you certainly can do that too. But in the main ballroom at Cobo Hall on June 9th, and we start promptly at 8, and it's going to go to about 4 in the afternoon.
Busy, busy day. Gary, yep. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. Okay. Gary Lilicki, who is the Executive VP of Quality Training and Product Design for Health Management Systems of America, as we look at the Detroit International Human Trafficking Summit happening tomorrow at Cobo in Detroit. Thank you so much.
Thank you.